From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A North Korean soldier has defected to South Korea, crossing the demilitarized zone, that report coming from Seoul's defense ministry. He emerged from a thick fog. The low-ranking soldier appeared in front of a guard post around 8 a.m. Thursday, according to the semi-official South Korean Yonhap News Agency. The defense ministry said there was no gunfire from soldiers in the north in the latest incident, unlike one a month ago when a North Korean soldier drove a jeep down a tree-lined road and then ran across the DMZ under a hail of at least 40 bullets from his ex-comrades. He suffered at least 5 gunshot wounds. President Trump and his Republican supporters in Congress are celebrating the passage of a tax overhaul, the first major legislative victory of Trump's presidency. The bill permanently cuts corporate taxes, temporarily cuts taxes paid by American wage earners, and increases the U.S. national debt by at least $1 trillion over a decade. Democrats say the legislation mortgages America's future at home and abroad in order to pad the pockets of the wealthy. Republicans argued that tax cuts will rev up the economy and make American businesses more competitive at home and abroad. U.S. Senator Mark Warner, a Democrat, has spoken out about what he calls a growing chorus of irresponsible and reckless voices calling for an end to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of ties between Russia and the Trump campaign. He said such a move has the potential to provoke a constitutional crisis. This is VOA News. 8